Ano ba yung mga common mistakes na dapat iwasan ng mga beginners in terms of investing? So ito po, yung mga bagay na to ay posibleng mag-hinder ng progress and potentially lead to losses if hindi natin ma-address ng maayos at maaga. Hello everyone! Welcome back to our channel. This is Kim Saeyo from Ramfer Financials. Kamusta po kayo mga ka-RFF? I hope everyone is doing great. So today, we're about to embark on an exciting journey into the world of investing for beginners. So just imagine this. You have a dream. Either yun na yung ma-achieve yung sinasabi natin financial independence, funding para sa mga future na anak or magiging anak mo, or even traveling the world. But the question that I have for you is, how do you turn that dream into a reality? So dun po papasok si investing. We know that investing is a powerful tool that can help you grow your wealth and achieve your financial goals. However, alam naman natin that investing can be overwhelming, especially if nagsisimula ka pa lang. And if you classify yourself as a beginner in your investing journey, then watch until the end. Ang pinakauna at mas crucial sa lahat ng steps ng iyong investing journey is to educate yourself. Kailangan po na before natin pasukin ang isang bagay, dapat meron tayong idea about it. You need to understand kahit basic muna. Start by immersing yourself into books written by renowned investors, or pwede kang umattend ng mga free seminars or conferences, or even taking advantage of online courses na designed talaga specifically for beginners. That could empower you na makapag-decide ng maayos at para maiwasan din yung costly mistakes. And now, na meron ka ng knowledge, it's time na i-apply na natin and put it into action. So we recommend starting small. You can start mag-invest kung anong amount yung comfortable ka. Here in Ramfer, you can start with as low as 1,000 or 5,000 pesos. So dapat ito yung amount na willing kang mag-fluctuate yung value, either tumaas man yan or bumaba. And as you gain experience and confidence, you can now gradually increase your investments. So this incremental approach allows you to get comfortable with the investing process while learning from any mistakes that you might make along the way. And next that I have is diversification. So we know that diversification is basically spreading your investments across different assets and sectors. It's either you can invest in stocks, in bonds, and other assets. So this way, even if one investment underperforms, the other may offset the losses, resulting in a more stable and balanced portfolio. And when it comes to choosing investment options, importante po na i-consider natin yung mga low-cost alternatives like index funds or yung mga managed funds, no? So ano ba si index? Index basically are mutual funds that aim to replicate the performance of a specific market index such as PSEI here in the Philippines. By investing in an index fund, you gain exposure to a diversified portfolio of stocks without the need for extensive research or stock picking expertise. If hindi ka pa rin ganun ka-knowledgeable, mahirap ang pumili nung kung anong kumpanya ba ang pwede mong pag-investan to start. So if nagsisimula ka pa lang at na-overwhelmed ka na, then you can start seeking advice from the financial advisors. Pwede ka nilang tulungan to analyze your financial situation, intindihin yung mga goals na meron ka, and really help you create a customized investment plan na align po sa goals na meron tayo and also with our risk appetite. Lastly, it's important to emphasize the virtue of patience in investing. Narinig niyo po yun? Importance to emphasize the virtue of patience. The stock market can be volatile and your investments may experience fluctuations or ups and downs, no, na tinatawag natin. Importante na dapat focused ka sa long-term. Long-term goals po na meron tayo. And iwasan yung mga impulse decisions based on short-term market movements. So sabi po nila that successful investing requires discipline, perseverance, lastly, the ability to stay calm during market ups and downs. And now, let's bring these pointers to life with an example. Imagine, you have 10,000 pesos to invest. You can allocate 7,000 to index fund that tracks the performance of the PSEI. This index fund allows you to participate in the overall growth of the Philippine stock market, which historically has shown strong performance. And additionally, you can invest naman yung 3,000 pesos in a bond fund that focuses on fixed income securities or other conservative assets. These can provide a steady stream of income and act as a more stable component of your portfolio. By diversifying between an index fund and a bond fund, you're balancing the potential for growth with the stability of fixed income investments. So yun po, no, we can practice that. Before we wrap these things up, pag-usapan muna natin, ano ba yung mga common mistakes na dapat iwasan ng mga beginners in terms of investing? So ito po, yung mga bagay na to ay posibleng mag-hinder ng progress and potentially lead to losses if hindi natin ma-address ng maayos at maaga. So here are a few steps to keep in mind. First is falling for get-rich quick schemes. So we have to be cautious sa lahat ng investment opportunity that is promising high returns with little to no risk. If it sounds too good to be true, then it probably is. And there is no such thing as overnight success. If alam mong medyo kaduda-duda, then high time to check if you're dealing with right securities or baka scam na po yung pinapasok mo. And next that I have is neglecting your risk assessment. Assessing your risk tolerance is crucial before ka mag-start ng investment decisions. Understanding how much risk you can comfortably handle will help you choose investments that align with your risk and your financial goals. Next that I have is following the herd mentality. Avoid making investment decisions solely based on what others are doing. So blindly following trends or rumors can lead to poor investment choices. You have to do your own research and make informed decisions. Because overreacting to market fluctuations is natural, no? For the market to have ups and downs. Kailangan stay focused on your long-term goals and make adjustments to your portfolio only when necessary. Next that I have is failing to diversify. Putting all your money in a single investment or asset class can be risky. That's why diversification helps spread risk and reduces the impact of any individual investment performance on your overall portfolio. So by avoiding these common mistakes and following the tips, you'll be better equipped to navigate the world of investing and increase your chances of achieving your financial goals. In conclusion, investing for beginners doesn't have to be overwhelming, guys. By educating yourself, starting small, diversifying your portfolio, considering yung mga low-cost investment options like index funds, and seeking professional guidance if needed, you can confidently embark on your investment journey. Remember, investing is a long-term commitment, and success is built upon patience, discipline, and continuous learning. So thank you for joining us today, and we hope you found this video valuable. Remember to hit the like button if you enjoyed it and subscribe to our channel for more insightful content on investing and personal finance. If you have any questions or suggestions, please leave them in the comments section below. Now, go out there and start your investing journey with confidence. Happy investing, everybody!